Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, I received a reservation code in the mail, so I just want to see what you have to offer.
Certainly. Hold on one second, please. Let me pull up that screen there. And who am I speaking with?
Joseph Olivares.
Hi, Joseph. My name is Zach. I'm ready when you are for that code.
Okay, the code is 2311-0401.
Hold on one second. We got to type it in here.
Okay.
So I had the 2311 and then
0401.
01. Okay.
0057.
57. All right.
2735.
2735. All right. Just a minute here while I pull up your information. Okay. So speaking with Joseph, and let's pull up your file here. Okay, so Joseph, what is the name of your company?
Envirotech Engineering.
Envirotech Engineering. Okay. And what's a good number in case we are to get disconnected that I can reach back out to you on?
951-710-4545.
4545. Okay. All right. So what you, I just actually would like to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I still have you at 23365 Dorcas Lane in Nueva, California.
Yes.
Okay. And then the structure of your business, is it a partnership or a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
Sole proprietor.
Okay. Excellent. And then also, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any sort of information?
Envirotech. It's E-N-V-I-R-O-T-E-C-H.
Okay.
2017.
2017.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Great. Okay. So what you received was an offer for financing. We have a bunch of programs. So if you let me know what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction and see if we can be a good fit for you.
Okay. I'm looking for a longer term, the longest term I can get, and a decent interest rate, you know.
Okay. Well, what are you looking to do? Do you just need some operational capital? Are you looking to bring on some equipment, or?
Okay, I would like to buy another tractor, but I'd like to consolidate. I have so many different bills out there that I just like to get everything in just one payment instead of having so many things going on.
Okay.
You know, I have I have two credit lines, for example. I know I have three credit lines, and I have equipment loan, and then I have another equipment loan through Wells Fargo. And so I just like to try to consolidate. And then if I get a little extra, I would like to buy another piece of equipment.
Okay, what would you say is the total that you're looking to potentially consolidate?
Well, I'd have probably at least $100,000.
Okay. And then the piece of equipment that you are thinking about, what is that exactly?
It's a tractor, a backhoe.
Is it going to be a newer used one?
It's a used one, but it's practically new. It's a John Deere backhoe. It's probably worth $50,000, but I could get it for $25,000. That's what the guy who has it just sitting.
For $25,000, okay. So ultimately, you'd be looking for someone in the neighborhood of $125,000, thereabouts?
If possible. Yeah, that'd be awesome, yeah.
Okay. Are you familiar with working capital loans and how they work at all? Have you taken those out in the past?
Yes. I got one through SWIFT right now.
Through SWIFT? Okay. Where are you at with that capital loan with SWIFT?
It should be paid off by September.
It's by September.
So it's almost done.
Are they doing a daily draw there or a weekly draw?
A daily draw, which I don't like the daily draw, actually. But I would prefer a weekly or a monthly draw versus the daily draw.
Okay. All right. So the way that our working capital program works is this: that we're able to lend, 10 to 15% off of the top line revenue of your sales, what you did last year. Do you happen to know by chance, or maybe a ballpark of what you did in sales?
Yeah, I have to look that up. I'm not really, yeah, it's, we've been really busy this year, so it has to be on my gross. I spend at least, $50,000 to $70,000 each month.
Okay. Okay, times 12. So you've done roughly maybe $1 million, a little over $1 million last year in sales, thereabouts.
Well, last year was less. This year's been more. So
Okay. So our program it would be based on the sales from last year.
Okay. Okay. This still should be similar to what I just told you, but okay. This year's even been better.
Excellent. Excellent. And so let me see here. And with regards to that tractor, do you happen to have an invoice, or not an invoice, but a quote, or any quotes on that? Or is there a particular one in mind that you have?
I could get it from the owner. If I need that, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. So
it's been ongoing. He's been wanting to sell it to me for 6 months, but I just don't have the money.
Okay.
But I can just get it from you.
So with regards to this consolidation, this may not be the best use of funds because, again, being a first-time customer, it's more than likely that you're probably going to end up with a daily draw with us, potentially maybe a weekly draw. And it sounds like it may be a burden on the business itself. What would you rate your personal credit as right now? We do look at credit, we look at cash flow, look at time in business, before we make a determination on, what kind of terms and rates that we can, offer you.
Well, the credit is excellent right now.
Okay. Would you say in the 700s perhaps, or?
High 700s.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that'll definitely work in your favor. And how long has the business been around?
3 years now.
3 years. Okay.
But we've been before that, but we got active in the last three years. But we've been around for 20 years. But I wasn't very active. I retired from government, and then I just started becoming more active with the company.
Gotcha. Oh, so was there like a DBA for the Envirotech before it was Envirotech?
Oh yeah, it's been 20. Yeah, it's been for 20 years. The company in existence for 20 years.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So. What we could do is we need to look at a little bit of more information before we can see what we can make available to you.
Okay.
We have a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statement, the first 2 pages of your most recent tax return, and then, that information, if you had the contract for SWIFT, we could look at that as well, and that would, allow us to, put together, crunch some numbers and see if we can make you an offer. That would be good for the business and not create a burden for you. That's the last thing we'd want to do is, create a larger burden for your business, if that makes sense.
What interest rate do you normally charge?
Okay, so being that it is an unsecured loan, the interest rate or the rates start at roughly about 10 cents on the dollar. So, if everything looks good and you are able to get into our A-tier programs, you'd be looking at, you borrow $100,000, you'd pay back $110,000. If that makes sense, over the course of a year or so.
Right. Okay.
But I don't want to give you false hope or anything. We would have to crunch some numbers. I'm just throwing it out there as a really good scenario as far as credit and all that good stuff is concerned, because it can go up from there.
Okay. Sounds great.
I just don't want to
email this information too.
Yeah. I will send you an email with the list of the items that we need. I could get that out to you in about 5-10 minutes, and then as soon as you can get that back to us, I'll go to work for you.
Excellent, Zach. Appreciate it.
No problem. I will send that out less than 10 minutes here. And please keep your eyes peeled, and my contact information will be on there as well. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe, we'll talk soon.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.